shaking her head.
"No, I am talking very seriously. You mustn't laugh. I am quite serious. I don't like compliments, and I don't see why a man should think he is pleasing a woman enormously when he says to her a whole heap of things that he doesn't mean." "Lord Darlington?" "Ah, but I did mean them," takes tea, which she offers him. "Lady Windermere," gravely, "I hope not. I should be very sorry to have to quarrel with you, Lord Darlington. I like you very much, you know that. But I shouldn't like you at all if I thought you were what most other men are. Believe me, you are better than most other men, and I sometimes think you pretend to be worse." Lord Darlington. "We all have our little vanities, Lady Windermere." Lady Windermere. "Why do you make that your special one?" Still seated at table, left. Lord Darlington, still seated. "Oh, nowadays, so many conceited people go about society pretending to be good, that I think it shows rather a sweet and modest disposition to pretend to be bad. Besides, there is this to be said. If you pretend to be good, the world takes you very seriously. If you pretend to be bad, it doesn't. Such is